You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. I'm Todd Gleason. We're now joined by Drew Lerner at World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. Drew, it's been a couple of weeks since we really checked in on what's happening in South America. I know the Argentine crop's too far along. They had a little rain. However, the second crop, or Safrinha corn in Brazil, is now in the ground. Are we concerned at all about it going in late and what conditions might be like if they turn dry?
I think we are a little bit concerned about that. The forecast right now is not promoting large amounts of rainfall in southern Brazil. And as we move forward through this next week and a half or so, I don't expect to see much more than just light scattered showers, and temperatures will be in the 80s and lower 90s on a daily basis. That will likely translate into high evaporation and net drying conditions. Now, subsoil moisture in Brazil is still just fine. So from a development perspective, the next couple of weeks are really not that big a deal. The big concern is what happens in late April and May, and if we continue along these same lines where we lose soil moisture a little bit as each week goes by, we may just come up a little short-handed on moisture when reproduction of the late planted crop takes place in May. And so that's where the concern lies. So for right now, everything looks pretty good, but I'm not convinced it's going to stay that way when we're ready to reproduce the late planted crop.
Now let's check in on the wheat crop in the United States. Start with the hard red in the southwest and work your way northward to the spring wheat areas of the Dakotas and Minnesota.
Well, certainly dryness is the ongoing theme right now in the southwest plains. There is no reason to expect any kind of real substantial precipitation over the next 7 days. Now, central portions of the plains, Nebraska, parts of northern Kansas, maybe even a few central Kansas locations, and Colorado will be part of a storm system that will impact the northern plains in a rather substantial way as we get into Friday and Saturday this week. And so a little bit of moisture, maybe a couple tenths to three quarters of an inch, will occur in parts of the central plains. And that'll certainly be helpful moisture for future wheat development and, for that matter, spring planting. But that same storm system a little farther to the north plans on shutting down many highways and country roads across South Dakota and some neighboring areas in central and southern Minnesota and maybe southern portions of North Dakota over the period from Thursday night into Saturday. During that time period, anywhere from 4 to 10 inches, local amounts up to 16 inches will occur in the, and the snow will likely cause quite a bit of stress for livestock and like I said, a real transportation headache. On top of that, of course, is the concern that we're not going to get into these fields across the northern plains or Canada's prairies for that matter to try to get some of that oat and early spring wheat in the ground. Right now, there's not much opportunity for field work for at least the next 7 days, and my guess is it'll probably be 2 weeks before we get rid of all the snow and warm the soil enough to get into the fields.
And finally, in portions of the Midwest, across Illinois and Iowa, will they be able to move?
Well, I do think Illinois has a pretty good opportunity to do so fairly soon here. Over the next 2 to 3 days, we will have daily highs in the 70s, very little rain until Friday night. And so I think a little bit of field work will take place. It's not going to be ideal, so only a small amount will likely get done. We'll have some rain Friday into Saturday, actually Friday night into Saturday, maybe lingering a little bit into Sunday for the eastern Midwest. And then I think most of the period from Sunday into maybe Thursday or Friday of next week will be relatively dry. It'll be cool initially, a little disturbance on Wednesday, but I think net drying will be the case, and these farmers will be able to get back into the fields again probably by the second half of the week.
Hey, thanks so much.
Have a good day.
Drew Lerner, of course, is with World Weather Incorporated. I'm Todd Gleason.